Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Modern technology is driving me crazy. I hope you can hear me tonight.
We hear
you
good. You
know what? We hear you good. You sound fine. You got a new phone, I hear. So what you got? You one of those, what do you call them, S6 or 5s or 9s or what is it?
Well, I don't know. It's probably not the most modern. It's a Galaxy S5. But I got a free tablet. Woohoo.
Woohoo.
I want another toy to play with and try to figure out how to break.
Well, we're going to try to get through this show with your technical difficulties and our technical difficulties. And last week, we just lost Laurie, by the way. Last week, we had problems with our system. It looks like we're having problems again. You are still there, Brian, right?
I think I am. Let me turn to myself.
Yeah, we just lost Laurie for some reason. But anyway... Yeah, Blog Talk Radio has not been working too well. Maybe Laurie will call back in. But did you see the title of the show, Ye Shall Be a Bacon Double Cheeseburger? I'm surprised you haven't asked me what that means.
Well, I figured, you know, it's the best way I can probably get one now considering my diet. Rather
you'll
than
like,
having to eat one, I'll just become one.
You'll like this story. Laurie, are you back with us?
I'm sitting here, all of a sudden it's like, boop, 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 and all of a sudden you guys are gone. I'm like, oh boy, here we go.
Well, see, let me tell you, Brian, Laurie waits. I mean, it's just like, I don't say anything, but it's so frustrating from my standpoint. It's like 7 minutes to showtime, 6 minutes to showtime, 5 minutes to showtime, 2 minutes of showtime. She's just like do washing dishes, doing whatever she does.
Yeah.
1 minute of showtime, Laurie.
I'm like, it's fine. We'll be fine. We're fine.
30 seconds, Laurie. Oh God.
But I call on time. I'm always here on time.
Yeah, I know. But the reason why you come on early in case we have technical difficulties. But anyway, back to the show. Brian, did you see this cracked me up? This guy actually legally changed his name to bacon double cheeseburger.
Yeah, I did hear something about that. I mean, I don't.
Yeah. I love it because
a political faction is paying him off for this.
Well, no, listen to this. This is funny. I'll read you the story. In the list of life's regret, this shockingly isn't one. A British man decided to legally change his name to Bacon Double Cheeseburger as a show of his undying love of the sandwich. That'd be like me changing my name to Bacon. Sam Smith, 33, told the UK Standard that Bacon Double Cheeseburger was pretty much the first thing that came up after a night of drinking with his buddies, who convinced him to go ahead with the stunt. It was the culmination of probably too many drinks in the pub where there was a conversation about name. After he sobered up, he still embraced his new identity. I've got no regrets at all, he said. So what do his parents think? Well, my mom was furious, but my dad thinks it's hilarious. He's more than happy to use my new name. Another person who's not... Listen to this. Wait, let me finish the story, then you can interject. Another person not too pleased with the name apparently is Smith's fiance. My fiance is fairly reluctant about marrying a cheeseburger. That's something we're discussing a lot. No girl ever dreams up of spending her day marrying a man called Bacon. Who knows? The odd name could have perks. Remember the burger and the king couple who got married? Fast food giant Burger King picked up the tab for the wedding. So, for now, Smith proudly signs off all his works and his emails as BD Cheeseburger. Okay, Brian, what were you going to say? I love it, Ashley.
Well, but you know, no deference to my bro, Aaron Smith, but come on, Sam Smith, that's pretty boring. I can see a reason for a name change.
I like the name because everybody remembers it.
Well, I've been toying around with it. I mean, everybody in my neighborhood, what do they call me, Laurie?
Grill.
Grill. So I've been thinking about changing my name to Grill, and I don't know if my dad would really care. I mean, after reading this, I'm thinking about becoming Grill officially.
Grill Price.
I could see his initials on his briefcase and his monogrammed luggage and everything would be BCB. Bacon, his first name. Cheese, his last middle name. And Burger, his last name.
Bacon Double Cheeseburger. I love it.
Cheeseburger. So he's So then he's got from both parental sides a middle name.
Well, the one thing about Grill, though, what's really cool about Grill is when all our neighbors meet us, they all are like, you know, like everybody knows Grill, and they look at me like, hi, because they can't remember my name. What's like you said that girl?
That one guy who's very close to you called you Gloria for the first 6 months we were here.
Well, look, Laurie. He's
introducing me to his neighbor, Gloria. I'm like, who's Gloria? And he goes, isn't that you? I'm like, Gloria.
Laurie, yes. you've got to face one thing. You're a petite little thing, and he's a 6'5" caveman. Who do you think's going to stand out in the crowd?
I think, yes. Laurie, I know what you should call you, Laurie. We're going to change your. I'll be Grill, and your new name will be Hummus.
Hummus,
yeah. You like hummus. Yeah, you love hummus. You love hummus, right?
No, because everybody's like, Grill, and what's that girl? That girl, like, they're always like, snap, like, what's your name? What's that girl? I'm like, I'll be that girl. Like, Marlo Thomas, that girl. And that girl.
All right. Oh well, I want to try to get Bacon Double Cheeseburger on our show because I think it's hilarious. I was trying to find him today, and it's impossible to find this guy.
Is it going to be copyrighted? Is it copyrighted?
I don't know.
I don't think he can copyright your name. I think he can be able to change his name to someone's name. Right?
Well, everybody makes a Bacon Double Cheeseburger, so you can't copyright that.
True.
So I just wondered, though, if he's going to trademark or copyright his name as Bacon Double Cheeseburger.
Well, Brian, you could be Wine Czar. Can we change your name to, instead of, Brian's kind of boring, Wine Czar. Why don't you get a change?
Okay, thanks. Sure, why not?
No, I'm sorry. Your new name is Normal Living.
Normal Living. NL.
NL.
Normal Living. All right.
Just call me
enough
NL.
I got a couple of quick stories. I'm going to run through these real quick, and then I'm going to turn it over to the food news girl because she's got some in-depth stories. But here's a couple of
Wait. Last minute, Brian sent us a message on Facebook, and he has some good food news, so he can also.
Oh.
I just sent it because I didn't know whether you had seen that one or done
no,
that one.
No, I didn't. I did not see that.
Okay.
No.
Well, can
no.
I do mine
I
first?
I looked at it real quick, so yes, of course. So, look, you're right. Grill.
I know. Mine are real quick. Okay, first of all, Subway will switch to antibiotic-free chicken nationwide. Part of its goal of removing all antibiotics from meat used in its restaurants by the year 2025. The company plans to remove antibiotics from the first of its turkey products later this year. I think this is stupid. Okay, but along that same line, Purdue Farms, my old employer, will eliminate antibiotics used in chicken it sells as nuggets and strips in supermarkets across the nation by June. Purdue expects the change to triple the antibiotic-free portion of such pre-cooked chicken products at U.S. supermarkets. And I'm just going to make one little comment. They keep taking these antibiotics out, and I'm telling you, folks, there's going to be rampant issues running through the chicken industry and the turkey industry. I just had this gut feel by 2025. I hope I'm wrong, but all right, take the antibiotics out of the chicken, folks. Have fun. Okay, Kraft Heinz is beefing up. They're spending on advertising by $50 million. Listen to this, Brian. $50 million. You know why? Take a guess. Why are they going to spend all this money on advertising, Brian?
Because they're not selling enough product.
Well, that's part of it.
I don't know.
The company is planning major ad campaigns to support their new formulation. You all love this. Of mac and cheese, which has been stripped of artificial flavors, colors, and preservatives, and an organic version of its Capri Sun beverages. Who do you think's responsible for that, Brian?
So, Dave,
now, wait a second. Kraft mac and cheese is not going to be Kraft mac and cheese if it goes organic.
No, well,
whether you like it or not, it's not Kraft mac and cheese anymore.
True.
Well, they're going that way, so look out. No more Kraft mac and cheese like we knew it growing up. It's all changing. Okay, here goes another one.
So all that good chemically, infused powdered flavoring that they put in the box is going to be organic now. I want to know how they're going to make it organic.
And that's why we live longer, I'm convinced, because of all those chemicals. That's why we're living to be 85, 90 years old. But they're going to take it all away. We're all going to start dying again at 55. You watch. Okay. Nearly one-third of Americans drink at least one sugar-sweetened beverage. You'll like this, Brian, since you're normal living. Or living normal. What should I say it was? Living normal or normal living? Which one are you now? I forget.
Living normal.
Whatever.
Okay.
I'll be dead before the end of this show if you don't pick it up a little.
The lowest rate of sugar-sweetened beverage consumption was in Vermont. That surprises me, where 18% of the residents drank at least one per day. But this is cracking me up. Where do you think the highest amount of people who drink sugar-sweetened beverages is? What state?
Georgia.
Close.
Or Mississippi.
Mississippi, yes, 47.5% of all the residents consume sugary drinks on a daily basis. Does that surprise anybody? Not me.
Wow.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Here's another one. Here's another one, my favorite subject. But I think this is funny. GMO fish I didn't know there was GMO fish, but GMO fish.
I was just
going to
say that. I didn't know there was GMO fish.
Yeah, me either. Will not be needed to be labeled in Oregon. You know why? The reason why is the state Senate failed to act on a bill that would require the label before it hit the deadline. So all GMO fish will not have to be labeled. And I'm telling you, the non-GMO people are going crazy, but I'm not going to read this whole damn article because that bores me.
And, you know, again, I'm so over the GMO thing. Yeah, I'm not thrilled about someone taking someone's hormones and injecting them into something else and turning it into a third thing. But we've been genetically modifying things since the beginning of time.
Yes,
thank you.
You know,
thank
you. Know, people have babies, and that becomes a genetic modification of two other people. Didn't I just post that recently thing about this, you know, really colorful corn that came about as a result of this farmer planting various different seeds that he saved? And, you know, natural cross-pollination of things modifies them. All right, so we're doing them chemically now, you know,
that's right. Well,
in laboratory.
It's in a laboratory. The only difference is between it took 20 or 30 years to do it out in the field. Now they do it in a laboratory. And, my God, think about all the advancements that are made in the medical industry in the laboratory and the things that are – I mean, I just read about a company who's doing genetic modification to attack all kinds of diseases and all the things that they're going to solve in the next 15 or 20 years based on this. So, you know, these people who – I swear, if these people were still in charge, we'd be still riding horse and buggy. That's why we have an automobile. It's just that, you know, this is advancement, but no, not to the non-GMO folks. Okay, enough of that. Food companies are reimagining food that aren't normally seen as snacks by launching products designed to be eaten by hand. Tyson Foods has just launched something called Hillshire Snacking. I could have come up with a better name. With packs of cut-up chicken. Hormel, you'll love this one, Brian. Hormel, you know, next time you go to Wawa, pull in to get a Hormel. They're coming out with these Spam snacks. Doesn't that sound delicious? And Kellogg's has introduced to-go pouches with slightly larger pieces of cereal. Hershey is trying some more snack play in the snack mix area where they put trail mix and some of their candy like M&M's, et cetera. We talked about that before. Okay, here's another one. The New York Supreme Court upheld New York City's, you like this, Brian, Mr. Normal Living, Living Normal, that New York City has to have a salt warning mandatory in all restaurants. If you have 15 restaurants or more, you have to put a symbol in the menu to show that anything has over 2,300 milligrams of sodium. And I was going to ask you, Brian, how many milligrams of sodium are you eating a day?
I don't watch that much because I've never over-salted things because I am careful about how much salt I take in. But I don't have an issue with that because I'll give you an example. You know, my dad, he's 91 years old. He takes care of my mother basically because she doesn't cook. She doesn't have a sense of smell or taste. And so he's cooking. He doesn't cook. They're going out to eat, and he's complaining that he has, you know, swelling, you know, swollen feet and swollen hands. And I said, Dad, it's your salt. Did the doctor tell you anything? You know, he says,
right.
I said, you go out to eat a lot, and, you know, you could tell them no salt. But if they make that dish and it has five components in it and every one of those components was already prepared to put together, every one of those components was salted.
Now, he's in New York, right?
Already.
So if he's in New York,
it doesn't matter where you go. You can go to the fanciest restaurant.
Well, no, but I'm just saying it's mandatory in New York, effective now, the new ruling, that if it's 2,300 milligrams of sodium, there has to be a symbol in the restaurant telling you that. So,
I don't have any issue with that because people don't realize how many times things have been salted before they get out, they get on your plate and out to you, and then you put salt on them.
I don't have a problem with that either because you're right. Some people's salt basically is killing them, so I don't have a problem with that. And here's my last story, then I won't shut up, but I won't be talking that much.
Yay!
back to the GMO thing. This I found very amazing. Nearly half, 390 million cropland acres in the U.S. were devoted to GMO crops in 2015, according to the USDA. The agency found that about 90% of the GMO acreage was devoted to corn and soybeans. This is interesting, though. Only 0.6% of the U.S. vegetable acreage and less than 0.1% of the fruit acreage was planted with GMO varieties. So there's lots of crops, but there's not a whole lot of fruits and, I guess, fruits and, when I say fruits and vegetables. But anyway, I'm done. That was my headline. So who wants to go first, Laurie or Brian?
I'm going to let Brian go because I took a peek. I wish I had time. I would have copied it. And I think they're interesting. We can kind of like chime in, but I'm going to let you go.
All right, fine. I just found this interesting when it popped up. This is from Bon Appetit magazine, and it says 11 healthy food trends were psyched for in 2016. I don't get that. I don't get that header. But it says, put your stretchy pants in storage until next winter. The New Year's coolest trends also happen to be among its healthiest. All right. And I'm not going to read any further. They think that because they're putting oatmeal in something, it's healthy. But, you know, the first picture, they have oatmeal. And then they're talking about oatmeal with coconut milk. Coconut milk is really fatty. You know, hazelnuts. Hazelnuts have a lot of fat. So where is the health part?
Where are these stretch pants come in? Right.
Yeah. I just don't understand. Oatmeal. Okay.
I hate to stop you, but you know I couldn't be quiet too long. And I hate to bring up McDonald's, but have you had McDonald's oatmeal? We've talked about this before. Oh, my God, their oatmeal is the best. Have you had that, Brian?
It really is delicious.
I haven't been to McDonald's in 2 months.
Well, you should try it out.
And I don't think I've ever had a McDonald's breakfast, except maybe an egg McMuffin once in a while.
Oh, man, you got it. Mr. Healthy Living, Normal Living, whatever.
I don't think of going
living,
to McDonald's
whatever.
For breakfast. Even
check
when
out
I was
the,
not
check out
normal living.
Really good. Okay, go ahead.
they're talking about grass-fed stuff. You know, okay, it's better, you know, better beef, blah, blah, blah. You know, most people can't afford fancy grass-fed, this kind of beef, that kind of beef.
Mm-hmm.
They buy what they can afford. I say to people that buy what they can afford is try not to buy the fatty cuts. You know, or cut the fat away. You want to be
all
healthy.
Right, I got to interrupt you again. Laurie?
You're having a ball.
Yes,
yes.
The crock pot beef that I made this the other day.
Oh, my goodness.
A prime rib roast. And I don't know if it was grass-fed or corn-fed, but oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a prime rib. Did you trim the fat?
It was a ribeye, wasn't it?
Ribeye's got more fat, a lot more fat than prime rib. Prime rib has fat on the cap. Ribeye's inside.
Ribeye has it all through.
Ribeye roast is what it was called, but fat and the juice that came from that, it was close to orgasmic. That's the only thing I can give to it.
I'm glad you liked it. I couldn't eat it because I couldn't have the meat cooking and sitting in all the fat. I have to be rendered out somewhere for me.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
But I'm glad you enjoyed it and that your system can handle it. You know, I have a very delicate system now that I'm having this healthy living crisis.
And it came from Save a Lot, I'm pretty sure it wasn't grass-fed, by the way.
Oh, but you know, I'll bet you the whole thing with grass-fed, why they say grass-fed is better, because they assume that the corn-fed beef comes from GMO corn.
It probably does.
Probably does. Oh, my
gosh.
This
one is weird. It's called Koji. It's Japanese, and it's
right.
some kind of injected rice with some kind of mold, and I'm like, okay,
no.
I don't know how healthy that is.
Yeah.
That's weird. Hot
doesn't
chick.
Sound good.
I love this. Number four is hot chick, and then in parentheses it says peeves. So I'm wondering whether, you know, being healthier if you've got a hot chick with you, it's going to make you healthier.
Wait, back up. These are trends? That moldy thing is a trend? That rice mold thing?
Yeah, it's like some kind of moldy grain, you know?
What's it called, though?
It's called Koji. K-O-J-I.
Okay. Whatever. Who made this
hot
a trend,
chick.
By the way?
Hot right, chickpeas.
Hot chickpeas,
if you
okay.
see one of these words on a menu, order it. Okay. What do they have in common? They are made from chickpea flour and gluten-free, high-protein. Oh, wait, speaking of flours, I was watching Chopped the other day, and guess what they gave the contestants to use?
Rice flour.
Bacon?
I don't know.
No. Cricket flour.
All right.
No.
Yes. So apparently chickpea flour is a hot thing now. And here's one, because Lori's been mentioning it in almost every article she reads this year. Turmeric.
What's that? Turmeric. I call it turmeric. Turmeric. Yep.
Turmeric.
Turmeric.
Turmeric. Turmeric is the trendy spice now.
Yes, it
okay,
is.
Whatever.
Well, you know what's funny? Like I said, and I grew up, I put it, and Gru will tell you this, I put it on everything. If you make soup, like the next day I'll add a little,
you know.
I add cumin and turmeric. And I love that. I love that flavor. I love that. Ugh, I love it.
I don't get. Pot of gold. Okay, so you eat gold. What mason jar glassware was to the Portlandia universe, succulents are to any restaurant with grain bowls on the menu. Avocado toast. I don't get this stuff. It's weird.
I know it's
all right,
weird.
The steamer. All right, so the steaming things is trendy. So I guess the crock pot. Can you use your crock pot as a steamer? I guess if you put some kind of rack in it.
Yeah, you could.
It as a steamer.
You could.
Why
actually
not?
Put a rack in there. Yeah, you put water in a rack. You could do it as a steamer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The thing says, okay, the steamer that makes us actually want to steam. There's nothing sexy about steamed vegetables, or is there?
No, there's not. By the way,
okay, so
this stuff, where are you reading this?
I don't know.
Bon Appetit wrote it.
I told Bon Appetit magazine.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even want to continue. I saw the first few, and it's like, okay, what is this, and what does it have to do with healthy living?
They just need to do something. They need to write something, make a change.
I was getting ready to say the same thing. I think people, what they do is they get bored, and they got to write something.
Yep.
They got to write something in Bon Appetit. So they say, okay, what's trendy? Oh, okay, let's talk about rice mold from Japan called Koki Goji. That sounds really cool. And what we're going to do over here, let's talk about turmeric, because no one really uses turmeric.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, I think they do. Oh, I think a lot of
people. No, only you do. Only you and the people who read Bon Appetit use turmeric. But they try to find weird stuff so they can talk about it. And if they just said bacon or they said potatoes or something like that, it would be a boring article. They got to talk about rice mold, for God's sake.
Here's another one that's funny. It's called The Rant. H2NO. Here's a fun game. Find the water aisle in your nearest supermarket or convenience store or health food store. Count the varieties of water you find. On a recent visit, we found organic raw maple water, cactus water, organic birch tree water.
Oh,
we talked about the maple water. We talked about that a while ago. The maple water.
Yeah,
I remember we did. Yep.
Come on. It's drinking water.
Now, wait a minute. Stop. Because I have to admit that Dan Sani, how do you say it?
Dasani.
Dasani.
Yeah, that one. No,
yeah,
the blue bottle.
Dasani. Right.
There's something about that water that does taste better. I don't know what they do to it.
It's just chilled. I got it from the refrigerator at the store, and it was chilled.
Dasani's Corporation, Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
You know what Dasani water is? I mean, that they say it really is? It's Atlanta tap water.
Well, it's good.
I guess we should live in Atlanta then.
It really is good. I don't know if it's the blue bottle
it's
or what.
It's just the bottle's nicer and it was chilled. That's all.
Do you ever have a smart water? You ever see the one
I've had the smart water, but I'm still stupid. I haven't figured out what is smart water.
Who knows, but I don't think anybody's very smart paying twice the amount for a freaking bottle of water.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Lori, I'm done.
This is crazy. Well, I'm going to add to this craziness because I'm going to have other stories I was going to read, but since you're on the trends, I was laughing because I had some extra trends that I wanted to read. And it's so funny. It says bugs versus sausages. It's the number one trend. A growing number of entrepreneurs are trying to convince consumers that insects are the next superfood, that they're nutritious, low cost, and they're environmentally friendly source of protein. But no one's buying it. People don't want to eat the bugs. They're not doing it. So they're trying to make it the number one trend, and they're like, no, we're not eating it. Nope.
Well, remember we had those people on our show from Six Foods, which was a play on the six legs.
Those girls, the crickets or something.
Yeah, and they were big time. They had put what we call that Kickstarter. They had raised a whole ton of money, and people were eating cricket flour and crickets and fried crickets and chocolate covered crickets. And not me.
They're just trying to convince the consumer.
I'll tell you, it's gonna happen, and eventually we'll be eating them because they are an extremely high source of protein, according to the reports. We're gonna get shut down by all of the food babes out there, so there won't be any GMO corn to feed the GMO cows, to feed the GMO people.
Well, I'm going to change my name to Bacon Double Cricket Burger.
Well, Brian, you'll be happy
to
hear this
to
one.
Make a burger.
You'll be happy to hear this one. Canadian restaurant customers in 2016, their interest is heavy German food, such as artisanal sausages, beer, cheese, soups, and soft pretzels. See? German food.
No. Actually, speaking of soft pretzels, I was at Wawa today getting gas. They've got a whole section by the cash register.
Did you see that on the way on the checkout?
Yeah.
The whole thing is pretzels. I don't know. It's new. They probably got someone paying them good money to put it there.
They must
have. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I love pretzels.
Talk about point of sale.
I can't eat them anymore, unfortunately.
I mean, Brian, it's like they must have paid $10 because they've got cigarettes, cigars, candy bars and
pretzels,
and they got tons of these pretzels, soft pretzels, all over the counter. They pay big bucks to be there.
They really have to sell the same day, otherwise they really, they're
right.
Hard pretzels.
Oh,
yeah, they change the label to next day to hard pretzels.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I used to get the double. Pretzel all the time. then when I started counting my carbs, I looked at the pretzel, and one pretzel was like, okay, that's my carb limit for the day.
Did you see, but did wow. you put mustard, did you put mustard on them too, Brian?
Well, not when I'm in the car. I have put mustard on a pretzel, you know, on occasion. But okay. if I grab one of those at Wawa's and get in the car, I'm not putting mustard on it because then I'm putting mustard on me.
See, now the Target in New Jersey that we used to go, see, I'm not a soft pretzel person. My family loved it. We go if I went to Target shopping with them, gotta get the pretzel. They loved the soft pretzels, and they'd put the mustard on it. But now I went in with my sister to take, I know my sister-in-law, to take something back, and they turned it into a Starbucks. So much for those pretzels.
Oh, yeah, all Targets have Starbucks now, I think.
I think that's what happened. Yep, they all.
Oh, but, and you know, the traditional German soft pretzel got bastardized by marketing in this country because, obviously, we can't eat something that has salt on it. We have to have something that has sugar on it. So remember when those places that showed up
yeah.
in the malls, Annie
yeah.
Ann's, or what was it
yeah.
called?
These
put pretzels with like sugar on them
oh,
and cinnamon
well,
and
sugar.
Butter and I'm like it's like it's
they
it's
still
not
have them.
Pretzel.
I think they still have them there. It's like you know, in like a kiosk. But oh my gosh, yes, I've had them.
Yeah,
they're like it's like a sugar bomb. I'm not a big sugar person. I'm more of a salt. I like my cheeses. You know, and my chips, I'm more of the salt. So, but no, I've had them and they're really good.
I'm going to, if I want sugar, I'm going to have something that's meant to have sugar on it.
It's like,
oh,
what?
The pretzel.
Like a cucumber or what?
Yeah.
Okay, so others predict that 2016 is going to be the year of the Hawaiian cuisine, especially poke. I've had poke. I know, Brian, you make this. For people who don't know what that is, it's raw fish in like a marinade, and you can put it on like a bed of seasoned rice. And also Filipino cuisine, they're saying, is the up-and-coming 2016 new trend.
Let's go open up a Filipino restaurant then.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we can,
our
use,
neighbors.
The, we can use the Winnebago.
Oh my gosh! Our neighbors in Philadelphia, in Las Vegas, the neighbors. We had a condo, and the neighbors who lived downstairs were Filipino, and she would make me pizza. Her name was Pita. She would make me thing, and it was so good. She was an amazing, amazing cook. So I can see now why it's becoming popular. But it was really good. Okay, several trend forecasts say that seaweed is now the new kale.
Oh, of
seaweed
course.
Also
I was picking,
very good
I was
for
picking
you.
Up. Wait a minute. I was picking up seaweed this morning when I was outside after the storm. And I'm telling you, I have a problem eating that stuff I was picking up off the ground. I don't
it's
see.
So
why,
good for
why,
you.
See, here we go again. Seaweed. Why seaweed, Laurie?
Buy seaweed, did you say?
No, why? Why are they saying seaweed?
Why are they saying seaweed?
Yeah.
I didn't do the survey. You got to ask the people who did the survey. I have no idea why seaweed is the new kale.
I think you know, sea vegetation actually is a trendy thing because it's got the minerals, it's got the salt, it's got all
well,
the stuff.
Well, I should
have said,
it's got the
proper iodine.
Yes. Oh, and that's what people need, iodine.
Oh, God.
So. And we're also hearing that squash is coming back.
Yeah, squash.
And it's coming back as a gangbuster. I'd be like, you know, certain types of squash stuff.
I'm sure it's not zucchini or yellow squash. It's probably some kind of purple, funky looking squash. It can't be regular
squash,
right?
Oh, yeah. They just said squash.
They don't give you a picture or anything of what kind of squash.
Oh, you
winter
guys.
Squash,
stop.
Summer squash.
Oh, for goodness sake, it's all good for you.
Okay.
Sweet and heat, they're calling it. The sweet and heat. It's a flavor combination. It's supposed to be very big in 2016. And, yep, that's what they're just saying. They're calling it sweet and heat flavor. Hey, Brian, here's your favorite word, savory.
Oh, boy.
They're saying this is going to be a good year for savory things like yogurt and hummus, as well as spreads made with black beans, edamame, and lentils. So savory.
Now, wait. Why wouldn't hummus be savory to begin with? It's not sweet. Are we making sweet hummus now?
I mean, I don't know, Brian. I didn't write it. I just read it. You know?
Look. When you select these articles, you have to go and do the research because you know we're going to ask these questions.
I do research, but that one's kind of like, well, what the heck?
I'm still saying that they just sit around in a room and they're bored, and so they think of weird stuff. Come on, seaweed. Let's talk about seaweed. Yeah, that's going to be a good
thing. Seaweed is
really
good for you, though.
I'll guarantee you
really
that that's not going to be a big seller. I'm telling you, along with the crickets and the crazy-looking gourd.
All right. Have you ever gone for Japanese food? Have you ever eaten Japanese food?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Have you eaten sushi or any kind of maki roll?
And
it's rolled. What do you think it's rolled in?
The seaweed.
That's different.
It's no different. You're eating seaweed. You've eaten it
different.
And you've enjoyed it. So
that's
us a hard time about this.
Yeah, but okay. The way they picture this in the article is instead of putting lettuce on my bologna sandwich, I'm going to slap a hunk of seaweed on there. That's the way they're presenting.
We
it.
Take something and just
change
it and make it.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, seaweed and bologna.
Yes,
sounds good, doesn't it? Yeah, sounds great. Yep, can't wait for that one. More chefs are reporting a growing interest in African and Middle Eastern flavors. I mean, are they kidding? The Middle Eastern flavors have been popular for how long now? Artisanal beverages and ethnic cuisines and condiments, according to the recent survey by the National Restaurant Association, they're saying now that the kale, Kiowa, and underutilized fish, and then the gluten-free food.
What was that thing you said after kale?
Kiowa.
Quinoa?
Kiowa.
Yeah,
huh?
Kiowa.
Kiowa, okay, Kiowa.
Kiowa.
It's called quinoa.
Kiowa. Who said quinoa?
Quinoa, yes.
Quinoa. Kale, quinoa, right?
Think of it as Japanese. Quinoa.
Quinoa. Quinoa.
Guys,
underutilized fish,
hey.
And then gluten-free food is not going to be so popular in 2016, they're saying.
Yay. Okay, we got 2 minutes, believe it or not. So what do I always say, Brian? Is there anything else you would like to add to this great show?
I would like to say, I don't care what you eat.
Quinoa. And Laurie, is there anything else you would like to add before we sign off?
Seaweed. The password is seaweed.
All right, we're out of here. Thank you for listening. Come back and listen to us again if you really want to. I don't know why you would. And we'll see you next Sunday. And we're out of here. This is the Moonshine Bandits, and I think I'm going to play whiskey and cigarettes because that's what we need after this show. See you guys next Sunday.
Cheers.
Please leave me alone. Nothing left, pass me the whiskey and cigarettes.
The devil keeps dancing, please leave me alone. Angels keep singing, telling me to come home. Blame the fast living for the reason I live. Does heaven got whiskey and cigarettes? Does heaven got whiskey and cigarettes? I've done some things that I regret. Heaven got whiskey and cigarettes. The devil keeps dancing, please leave me alone. Angels keep singing, telling me to come home. Blame the fast living for the reason I live. Does heaven got whiskey and cigarettes? Does heaven got whiskey and cigarettes? I've done some things that I regret. I hope that you can forgive and forget. Just heaven got whiskey and cigarettes.